Sam Mitchell, executive director.
What inspired you to create your organization?
It started when I joined my high school's media club. I fell in love with podcasting so much. That's where I saw the introspects of media. I fell in love with it, and I had to start my own, man. And that was when Autism Rocks and Rolls was born.
What's so exciting about podcasts to you?
What's exciting about podcasting to me is meeting the wonderful people I get to meet and the work. It's a production, and it doesn't take one day. It needs time.
Can you tell me a little bit about your life journey?
I can try. So my life journey began at 4 years old, and I was diagnosed with autism, dealt with all the fun stereotypes, exclusion, bullying. I wasn't happy. I, 15 years old, I considered drinking so I could pass out and not get through it. And then I finally felt better at 16 years old because my life began to change and I started making friendships and I just kept evolving to the person I am today, which I'm now in college, got a group of friends, and I'm going for broadcasting.
How does it feel to, you know, show there's positives of autism?
It feels pretty good. It needs to be shown. There's a whole population that is being mistreated for. I got a perfect example of this. I had a guest one time, and it was a wrestler, Raven. He stopped me in the interview within 5 minutes and said, "Wait a minute, you're autistic." He didn't know about those on the spectrum can be what society calls high functioning, which I hate that term. I would say it's just we have a more understanding of the world compared to some others. But even though they don't have an understanding, they can understand something still.
I was in broadcasting for 20 years, working in local TV stations and stuff. What is it about broadcast that excites you?
The fact that it can air nationwide, or if it's radio, it can air at a different location. When you're on the radio, it's not just at the radio. There are people hearing it in the car. That's where the production comes in. It's not just here. It's on the computer, put it out there wherever, and it's going somewhere. It's going worldwide like the podcast, or it's going somewhere locally. It's not just in the studio, end of story. It's the studio is a starting point, but then it ends somewhere else.
What is it like interviewing people?
Fun, very fun. I get to know people more. I do my research, though, so I don't come in with a blindsided.
Yeah. How did you come up with the name for your podcast?
I came up with the name Autism Rocks and Rolls because, one, it's true, but also I went down the list of my hobbies, and it turns out I'm a big rock and roll fan. So rock and roll music guy, Elvis, Nirvana, AC/DC, Nickelback, Motley Crue, I Prevail, Metallica, all cool bands. Wish I could see them. And Alice Cooper, that's a good one too, and Rob Zombie. But just, I want to see them live if I ever get the chance to. And that's where it came from. So it's an homage to them.
I like that. That's a good answer. What are some of the things that motivate you?
Some of the things that motivate me is the fact that I need something fulfilling. I don't just go to the office. I can never work in an office desk because it's just typing. That's not who I am. I'd rather get out and do something and maybe do a little bit of that, but get out of there eventually, or make it a part of it, but then add something to it.
What do you do to help your own mental health?
What do I do to help my own mental health is I basically do a lot of music therapy, which is rock and roll music therapy as well. So pretty much during the night evenings on weekdays, I try to get away from people and find a location to listen to rock and roll music where no one's around.
Have you seen the stigma of autism lessening in the past few years?
Yeah, but I don't think we're quite accepting. I think as a society, we are more aware of it, but we're not as accepting. We still get ridiculed for stuff, but we know it's here to a point, and I will give props for that.
So where do you want to see your career in the next 3 to 5 years?
I want to see it expand clearly, but hopefully it could grow into big adventures. I already have had some adventures. I've got to meet several wrestlers. I won awards. I published a TEDx talk. So hopefully you can grow more. I visited Canada, and I never expected that.
How is that?
Very fun. Definitely a little bit of cultural differences, but not a lot.
How can people listen to the podcast?
You can find me on autismrocksmills.com. I'm not a hard guy to find. If you Google me, something will pop up.
What advice would you give anyone who is going through a tough time?
Anyone's going through a tough time, I would say it's going to end eventually. Your tough times can't last forever. It may be a long time, but there's light. But here's the kicker. The light may not come to you. You may have to go to the light.